KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Ted Bambino, president of the Redding Rodeo. We are thrilled to be partners with the Redding Rancheria. They are an integral part to the success of the Redding Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Julie. This is Debbie. We're here at the Shasta Family YMCA.
Hi, and I'm Kristen, the CEO. And on behalf of our team, I'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for the many years of support for our programs and our projects like the playground.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Ready to grow your business? KCNR is the last locally owned and operated radio station in our area. We reach thousands of listeners in our community every single day. Our professional production team creates custom ads that grab attention and get the results for your business. And you'll be surprised on how affordable advertising with KCNR is. Our listeners are your customers. Call Sue McLean today at 530-605-4565.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, my name is Lori from Backrubs. We've been working with the Rancheria since 2008. It's an honor to be partnering with Rancheria. They are one of our favorite groups to work with.
I'm Yasmin Pena with Shasta Heat and Air Conditioning. We've been working with the Redding Rancheria since 2022, and we are proud to be their go-to whenever they need work done.
Redding Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
Back-to-school specials are here at Charlu's Tap House. Feed the whole family with a large shoe-topping pizza, big fresh salad, and a basket of breadsticks, all for just $48. And hey, don't forget to book your kids' birthday party in our adventure room. They'll make their own pizzas, jump in the bounce house, and play in the arcade. Or let them play while you relax and dine. Parents, we've got you covered, too. Happy hour, 7 days a week, from 3 to 6 p.m. Enjoy the beer wall for 25% off and deals on appetizers. Stop by Charlu's, located at 1901 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway. Charlu's Tap House, where family traditions begin.
It's that time again for the Stillwater Powwow, October 3rd through the 5th at the Redding Rodeo Grounds with free admission for all ages. It's the return of beautiful dancers, the feel of powerful drummers, all from across the nation. Learn and experience firsthand the culture of the Native American people. Proudly brought to you by the Redding Rancheria and the Wind River Resort and Casino. The Stillwater Powwow, October 3rd through the 5th at the Redding Rodeo Grounds. For information, visit stillwaterpowwow.com. Brought to you by the Potter Family, Redding Rancheria, Wind River Resort and Casino. This station and other proud sponsors.
Fall fun is brewing in Redding. Join us for Oktoberfest at Turtle Bay's Paul Bunyan's Forest Camp, happening Saturday, October 11th from 5 to 8 p.m. Enjoy craft beer or root beer, tasty food, live music, live animal encounters, artisan booths, and more at this all-ages, family-friendly event. Children 3 and under get in for free. All proceeds benefit Turtle Bay. Oktoberfest is presented by Liquor Barn and Sasquatch Car Wash. Saturday, October 11th. Tickets are on sale now at turtlebay.org.
You remember when quality mattered more and people advertised low prices? When craftsmanship wasn't just a buzzword, but a way of life. At Cascade Curations, they never forgot. Their hand-selected collections honor that American tradition and the quality you grew up with. Quality clothing and low prices, just like they used to make them. Come see their showroom of men's and women's clothing across from Jack's Grill on California Street. And as always, they have free parking for their customers. Go by and see for yourself. Cascade Curations.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Join me, Dr. Lauren, on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. behind the pink mic for breast cancer conversations about prevention and diagnosis to healing stories and words from expert guests. Behind the Pink Mic is proudly sponsored by Sizzle's Kitchen and Swell Endeavor. Tune in with Dr. Lauren every Tuesday at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and streaming at KCNR1460.com. Behind the Pink Mic, let's talk healing, hope, and community.
Goldleaf Nursery Last Days of Summer, 40% off sale is on now. All nursery stock, 1 gallon to our large 24-inch box trees. Ground covers, fruit trees, shade trees, evergreens, redwood trees in many sizes. Palm trees, flowering magnolia trees, great myrtles in many sizes and colors, full size to dwarf. The best time to plant a shade tree was 20 years ago. Let's get some shade growing in your yard. Goldleaf Nursery has a huge selection of 24-inch box trees at 40% off. Blueberry plants and a great selection of citrus trees, 15-gallon size. Last days of summer sale, 40% off. Goldleaf Nursery is located at the south end of Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road and Dirsch Road. Sale starts September 2nd through September 30th. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Goldleaf Nursery, making Shasta County greener since 1975.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Smoke and sap, dirt and grime, leaves and pollen, and even bugs. Just a few things that can possibly damage your vehicle's paint over time, causing it to pit, fade, and oxidize, basically ruining your paint job. Quick and Clean Car Wash can help. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash. Why don't take the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck? Quick and Clean Car Wash also offers car wash packages. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
A pro just to draw plans to be like, okay, you can get away with posts here, here, and here for the same structural support. It's not an easy solution, and especially if the tree is big and you don't want to damage the root system in a way that could sort of make the tree's structural stability, you know, unreliable. There's a lot of different things there.
Good luck with that project, Nancy, and send us some pictures of your deck when it's completed. That sounds pretty cool. All right, somebody right up my alley, Leslie. We've got Colin, who's security conscious, on the line, and he's got a very interesting question. What's going on, Colin?
Well, I'm building a house, and I've made a cinder block room, you know, out of 8-inch block, and it's like a 6x9 room, and I want to put a vault door on it, so it's kind of like a oversized gun closet. It's also gonna pair as a safe room.
All right, so you're really looking for a super secure door for this new room that you've built, right?
That's correct. You know, I've looked at vault doors on there, and that, you know, you can buy one for $1,700 or you can spend $10,000.
Yeah, I mean, first of all, the prices are definitely all over the map. I mean, the other thing that you could do is repurpose a door from an old safe, and you could do this as a DIY project, or if you don't feel like you have that level of security or that you don't need that level of security, I mean, you've got an 8-inch block wall and you've got a vault door on it. If I want to break into that room, I'm taking a sledgehammer to that block wall, like, you know, to heck with the door, personally. I don't think I could break into either of those things, but someone could. So, I mean, I get that you want the software to go through the concrete block, but if you want something that's affordable and will give you a better level of security than a traditional wood door would, you could use a heavy-duty commercial steel door that has a steel frame and a heavy steel door, and it kind of backs up with deadbolts, and then you could put multiple deadbolts on that.
I've thought about that, too.
All right. Well, you've definitely made it impossible for me to break in, like, all the way. Jim probably might be able to. He's very strong.
I don't even know how I would get a bank vault door down where I put it.
I'm like, in my mind, I think about heist movies, and I'm like, some sort of little explosive device? I don't know. Gum and a hairpin?
Yeah, MacGyver, yeah. Hey, Colin, one thing you can do if you do go with the block, cinder block.
Jim's the gun guy here.
This isn't even gun. This is construction guy, but yes, I am.
Safety, construction, all this stuff.
If you use an 8-inch cinder block, they've got, you know, the holes on each side. Try putting rebar in between them so you can still stagger them up so your seams are proper. But try putting rebar in there and then filling them with concrete. So now instead of having 8-inch cinder block, you've got 8-inch solid block, more or less. And the rebar strengthens the whole wall. So if somebody does knock out a couple blocks, they still got to fight the rebar to try to get in.
Yeah, and I'm going to say, like, don't forget about proper ventilation and, you know, maybe, like, video security so you can see what's going on outside.
And it never hurts to have good homeowners insurance and or a good watchdog. I go that route. That always helps.
Yeah, I feel like there's a whole bunch of stuff we have to think about, but I don't know. I live in my naive New York land, so... Good luck with that, all right? Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for joining us this hour here on the Money Pit. Give us a call anytime at 888-MONEY-PIT or shoot us an email at moneypit.com. When you jump in the shower, guys, first thing in the morning, is it great or do you find yourself waiting and waiting for that water to turn warm? Well, if that's you, adding a hot water recirculating pump can deliver hot water instantly. So we'll explain how that works and how you can achieve a no-wait hot shower next. Now's a great time to check your roof for damage or wear. Not only does harsh weather beat up your roof, but with age, asphalt shingles will start to lose their natural oil and become dry and brittle. That doesn't always mean they need a costly replacement. RoofMax Roof Restoration Treatment is a safe, easy, and affordable alternative to roof replacement. And right now, they're offering a free tune-up completed prior to applying treatment. They'll fix nail pops, refasten loose flashing, and seal cracks and exposed nails, an $859 value. I've seen RoofMax in action, and it really works. RoofMax is trusted nationally, and installers are locally owned and operated. And get this, for every roof saved, RoofMax works with the Dave Thomas Foundation to find a forever home for a child waiting in foster care. To find a RoofMax installer near you, go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com, or call 1-800-ROOFMAX. Do you have a toilet that's noisy or always running? Well, it's probably your flapper. You can stop wasting all that water and the noise by replacing the toilet flapper. We here at Team Money Pit are big fans of the Super Flapper from Fluidmaster. Its innovative design replaces either a 2-inch or 3-inch flapper and takes just minutes to install, and it's the only flapper you'll need. Start saving money and stop watching your cash get flushed down the toilet. Fix that noisy running toilet today. It's an easy DIY project, and it takes just a few minutes. So replace that old, worn-out flapper with the Super Flapper and start saving water immediately. Fluidmaster has been the go-to brand for plumbing pros for over 67 years, so you know you are getting a product that's built to last and trusted by the experts. Any questions, you can call them at 800-631-2011 or just visit superflapper.com. That's superflapper.com. Time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake and discolor, making your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio look old and worn. With QuickCrete Recap Resurfacer, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces at a fraction of the cost of replacing it. It's an easy project you can even do yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit quickcrete.com, Q-U-I-K-R-E-T-E.com.
Hi, I'm Leslie Segretti, and we want you to get a grip. Make your home safer and more beautiful. Add TrackSafe Anti-Slip Color Coat to ugly, blotchy floor surfaces, then top it off with award-winning TrackSafe Anti-Slip Sealer. Renew concrete, stone, and pre-painted surfaces with these easy-to-apply products from Deich Coatings. Great for both inside and outdoors, TrackSafe products deliver aggressive anti-slip performance with all-weather durability. Get on track and order products today with free shipping from the Home Depot, Lowe's, or DeichCoatings.com. That's Deich, D-A-I-C-H, Coatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Ladera Wallblock from Pavestone. Ladera Wallblock, transforming spaces with ease. Learn more at pavestone.com. That's P-A-V-E-S-T-O-N-E.com.
Making good homes better, this is The Money Pit. I'm Leslie Segretti. Did you know that September is National Recycling Month? When was the last time you guys opened that junk drawer full of old phones, dead batteries, and random cords? Well, instead of tossing them in the trash, recycle them properly. Electronics and batteries contain materials that can be hazardous if they end up in landfills, but many retailers like Best Buy, Staples, even Home Depot offer recycling drop-offs for those small electronics and those rechargeable batteries. Now, you can also check with your local municipality for e-waste collection events. It's a simple way to declutter and protect the planet. All right, Jim, let's get back to it. Who's next?
Hi, Catherine. You've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
I have lighting in the basement, and it is something we started initially, and we changed our mind. And so there are outlets or holes that are intended for light fixtures and then also a ceiling fan. And we're changing how we're going to do things down there. Is there some way that we can catch it up and start all over, or do we need to have an electrician in and resurface everything and do everything all over again?
All right, so your main issue here is that you came up with a design plan for your lighting, and now you're like, oh, we don't like that.
Yes.
Right? You just want to kind of patch what's there. Yeah, you could totally patch what's there.
The wires are already there.
Oh, wait, they're already wired. You really went into this project and then changed your mind. Got it. Well, if you have wires there, and if they're connected and live on the end that's in the room, and if they're sort of energized to the panel, then they have to be disconnected. You can't just seal them back up in the ceiling and hope for the best. I mean, you could just deal with it. You could get wire nuts and kind of just cover up the ends of the live wires and then cover that box. There's ceiling plates that you can use. But I wouldn't cover it with, like, drywall and pretend it doesn't exist anymore because, God forbid, something happens, you can't access it. Those little ceiling plates, they're generally round and white and matte finished metal, and you just kind of screw them into the ceiling, and then you know where that hole is, and you can access it at any time. And, you know, they're just like a simple, delicate plate.
The decorative trim piece thing, kind of.
Yeah, and yeah. You can even paint them, right, Jim? The ceiling color, if the ceiling's not white, so it kind of will go away. But I would not leave that wiring there. If you do go the route of removing that wiring or, you know, making sure it's completely dead before you seal it up, you can patch the ceiling with drywall. You would sort of make the hole slightly larger to accommodate a patch because you want it to sort of span some studs. So you could be ending up with some large patched areas of the ceiling, and that's fine. But what you would want to do is get the new drywall up there and then go ahead and spackle the cracks, the edges, or the seams, if you will, and then, you know, sand that really well, do that a couple of times, and then paint it when you're done.
Excellent. Thank you so much.
But, yeah, this is going to be a lot of work. And next time, think the lighting plan through because you don't want to do it again. Or just suddenly decide that you love the lighting plan that you picked initially.
Hey, this one will work. I'll just pretend I like it.
I mean, why not? Yeah. It's the basement. How often are you down there?
You got to do what you got to do.
All right, let's talk about a frustration that we've all had, you know, waiting for what feels like forever for your shower to get hot. Not only is it annoying, especially on colder mornings, but think of all that water that you're wasting while you wait. Now, this is where my boyfriend would go, well, you know, I always take a cold shower. Well, good for you, Mike. The rest of us like a hot shower, and there's that. So when you have, that's always his favorite little thing, like, I don't mind because, well, I take a cold shower. Well, great. But for all of us who want hot showers and are waiting, there's hot water recirculation pumps. And these are great because they're a small but mighty system, and they are designed to keep that hot water flowing when and where you need it and can save you up to 17,000 gallons of water a year. Yeah, 17,000. So how do they work? Well, the basic idea is pretty clever. A recirculation pump takes water that hasn't quite heated up yet and sends it back through your plumbing instead of letting it just sit in the line or go down the drain. That means the hot water is always standing by and ready to go. Now, the upgrade is especially helpful if that bathroom or kitchen is far away from the water heater and it takes a while for that warm water to get to that tap. Now, not all systems are created equal, so let's kind of break this down. There's two main types of recirculation setups. There's a dedicated return line system, and these have a separate pipe that consistently circulates that hot water throughout the plumbing. And they work great in new builds where you can plan for that piping in advance. But a crossover system, and this is the one that most DIYers will love, it connects the hot and cold water lines at the furthest fixture in your house. So it's using that cold water line to return that unused hot water back to the water heater. And it's a simple retrofit. There's no major plumbing needed, and it is very budget friendly. And both can cut down on the water waste and the weight. But which one's best really depends on your home setup. Now let's talk numbers. A basic recirculation system can cost anywhere from $250 to $450 for a DIY install. That's a reasonable weekend project for a handy homeowner. And some kits will even come with everything you need. But here's a tip. These systems do work best with a timer or a motion sensor, so that they're only running when you really need them. This way you're not using energy 24/7 just to keep those pipes warm. You're going to get all the comfort and the savings without the extra cost in your electric or your gas bill. So if you're sick of those cold showers and wasting water while you wait, this is one project that really delivers fast. All right, let's see who's next.
We're going to Robert in Texas with an air conditioning situation. What's going on there, Robert?
Yeah, I had something at my local home show this past weekend, and I went, and it's called Arctic Blast. I don't know if you've ever heard of it. It's installed in your air conditioning system, and it supposedly will reduce the efficiency of your air conditioner, drop it by about 21%. The local companies often do it. You just inject it into the Freon. It's installed that way. I'm just wondering if it's worth it to have an old system. And, I'd like to increase the life of it. And hey, if I can get 5 degrees more, that'd be a pretty good deal with the 21% decrease in the demand.
But how old is your system now?
It's about 15 years old.
Yeah, at 15 years, it's kind of at the end of its normal life cycle. And they're telling you there's a refrigerant that they're claiming is going to improve its efficiency?
Yeah, it's called an Arctic Blast. It offers an environmentally friendly process that greatly improves the efficiency of R22, R134.
And how much is this process going to cost you?
About $575.
Yeah, I don't know. About $600 is kind of a lot of money, and it's going to take you a long time to make that back. I kind of would be hesitant to do this. I think if the system is working and if it's properly tuned up, it's got the right level of refrigerant in it, then it's going to work well.
Until it stops working.
Yeah, changing the refrigerant I don't think is going to make that big of a difference. So I wouldn't mess with it. I would just keep using it as is until it just doesn't spit out cold air anymore, and then it's time to replace it. And that's really just the best way to do it.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering, because I thought, well, if I can get a few more years out of it, you know, rather than having to buy a whole unit.
Yeah, and I mean, maybe you can, maybe you can't, but putting that additive in there, I don't think it's going to make a hill of beans a difference.
Okay, well, that's the reason I come to listen to y'all every week and on Saturdays, and I value your opinion, so I wanted to see what you had to say about it, and I really appreciate it.
Well, we really appreciate you too, Robert. Good luck with that project. Hope everything works out just fine.
You are tuned to the Money Pit. Thanks so much for joining us this hour. Are you thinking about adding a patio before fall sets in? Well, if you are, you're in luck, because coming up, we'll walk you through how to build a poured concrete patio from scratch using Quikrete's crack-resistant concrete. It's a few easy steps to create a modern slab that will give you the patio of your dreams in just a weekend. So stay tuned. Your backyard transformation starts next.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right. We're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill, plus get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-380-4301. 800-380-4301. 800-380-4301. That's 800-380-4301.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Bay Pharma America.
My neighbor invited me to a Wounded Warrior Project event. I didn't know what to expect, but I felt like everyone understood me. We got each other. So I got more involved. I joined support groups with other women warriors, and it helped me realize a new purpose in my life.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
This year's U.S. National winner of the James Dyson Award is redefining what assistive technology can look and feel like. Soul One, developed by Harvard students Bradley Wagman and Victor Bokish, is a wearable device that uses AI and self-robotics to help people with foot drop, a condition affecting millions of Americans, walk naturally again. Here's Bradley and Victor with more.
With Soul One, we wanted to create something that feels as good to wear as it is effective. It's lightweight, sleek, fits in any shoe, and adapts in real time. It supports every step, helping people with foot drop walk confidently again.
We've taken inspiration from athletic gear because we believe assistive technology should be something you're proud to wear, not just something you must. That's why winning the James Dyson Award is so exciting. It's known globally for celebrating ideas that solve real problems in creative and practical ways. Now, as we head to the international competition with the global winners revealed November 5th, we hope Soul One inspires other inventors to enter their ideas into the James Dyson Award.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Elements of the media are seeking to derail the legitimacy of the United States Supreme Court. What is on the docket? What can they do about it? And where is it all heading? Find out on Liberty Nation Radio.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Attention business owners, 3,076 businesses are shutting their doors every single day. There are three things holding you back from doubling your sales in the next 12 months. They are number one, the Great Resignation. 47 million Americans voluntarily left their job last year. Your staff are harder to find than ever before. Number two, the clutter factor. 3.8 billion social media pages are competing for the attention of your prospects. No wonder they aren't listening to your marketing efforts. Number three, the death of the salesman. 97% of your prospects feel salespeople are too pushy today. Hello, I'm Amanda Holmes. I've just released an updated version of my father's cult classic book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. If you'd like to double your sales in the next 12 months, download a free chapter of the book at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book. Our clients call it the chapter that changes lives. Get your proven roadmap to doubling sales at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit. I'm Leslie Segretti. Welcome back, you guys. Well, that fall chill is in the air, but before you light that first cozy fire of the season, let's take a few minutes to prep your fireplace for safe use. First, you want to schedule a professional chimney inspection and cleaning. Now, creosote buildup is a major fire hazard, so you want to check that the damper opens, closes, and seals properly, and inspect that firebox for cracks or loose bricks. Now, if you use wood, you want to make sure that you burn only seasoned hardwoods like oak or maple for cleaner, more efficient fires. And don't forget to test your smoke and carbon monoxide detectors nearby. Safety first, then snuggle up.
All right. I give you guys permission to call while snuggling.
Aw.
Well, if you are looking for a weekend project that transforms your outdoor space and adds long-term value, a poured concrete patio might be just the thing. And thanks to Quikrete's range of concrete mixes and easy-to-use products, it's more approachable than you might think, even for first-timers. So let's walk through the basics of building a durable, beautiful concrete patio. First up, you've got to plan your patio like a pro. So before you break ground, you need to decide on the shape, the size, and the location. And you can use a garden hose or a rope to kind of sketch out that layout. And then grab a mason string and stakes to kind of just square up that shape. You can use the 3-4-5 triangle method to make sure that your layout is perfectly square. And trust me, it makes the whole process smoother down the line. Now, next up, you want to look at the slope, because that slope of that property is going to set you up for success. You want that patio to drain properly, especially if it's near your home. That mason string at a line level will help you create a gentle slope of about an eighth of an inch per foot to help shed that water away from the foundation. Next, you want to prep the site. So excavate the area and lay down a compactable gravel subbase about 4 inches thick, and that will help with drainage and give the concrete a strong foundation to sit on. And you want to make sure you compact that well, so really tamp it down. And if your patio is going to be right up against the home, you want to install a fiberboard to act as the expansion joint there, so the stones and the siding or the foundation are not in contact with each other. Next, you're building the forms. So you're going to use 2x4 lumber to frame out that patio. So screw the boards into wood stakes, coat the inside of the form with vegetable oil or a commercial release agent, and mark where your control joints are going to go. And now comes the fun part. You want to use the Quikrete crack-resistant concrete mix for a long-lasting finish, or step up your style with a decorative finish like exposed aggregate or acid stain. Now, once you pour it, you're going to screed that surface level, float it smooth, and finish it to your liking. Perhaps it's just a broom texture or a trowel polish, adding those joint controls to help prevent cracking, and finally seal it with Quikrete acrylic cure and seal to protect that hard work and help it cure evenly. Before you know it, you're going to have a custom concrete patio ready for entertaining, grilling, relaxing under the stars, whatever you like to do, but this is definitely a DIY project. And remember, for more detailed instructions, the tools, and the calculators, you can visit Quikrete.com. They've got everything you need to do it right the first time. Now, that's a great project to add to your to-do list. Let's get back to the phones.
Heading out to Pennsylvania, Leslie, we have Amanda, and she's dealing with some floor squeaks. What's going on, Amanda?
We just got a house. It's about 100 years old, but it's in great condition. It has the original hardwood floors, which are in great condition as well, but some of them creak, especially the stairs. What can we do to fix some of the soft spots and some of the creaky areas? They have about the 1-inch pieces of board that run across without ruining the original hardwood.
Well, you have a very beautiful old home, and that's awesome, but when you end up with an older home, you get older wood floors, and they tend to squeak. I mean, you could chalk it up to charm. We all kind of do. There's the wonky step and the weird handrail and the creaky floor, and we go, oh, it's old world charm. But, you know, the squeaks can be annoying. I did the voice. I'm sorry, Jim.
I like
know
this.
I did the
It's like paid entertainment for me. This is great.
You could tell I entertained myself a lot.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Amanda. So I think what you should try to do is stop looking for the source of the squeaks, because it happens. It kind of moves around as the boards move and rub against each other, and that's what's making the squeaky sound. So what you have to do to kind of fix that is tighten the loose boards where you find them. But it's one of those things where it's like, oh, here it is, do it instantly, because you'll walk away and forget. And you end up like just kind of chasing this one spot. But if you fix all of the boards that are, you know, moving or seem loose or just not quite right, tighten those up, and you can definitely stop the squeaks. Eventually something else will start squeaking, but at least you're kind of getting it in check as you're finding it. And what you want to do is you want to find a very specialized type of screw. It's called a trim screw. It's not hard to find. But the reason you use a screw is because when you drive that screw in, it doesn't back out. And the way your floorboards have been put down a million years ago is that there was a very sort of basic nail that went in, and over time with all the movement, it starts to back itself loose. And then what happens is you get movement of that board. So if you put a trim screw in, you can drive it right down, and it's pretty much almost impossible to see when you're done. It's not like a hole you're going to have to fill. But tighten up the areas where you sense that squeak, or you're hearing that squeak, or you're feeling the movement, and that should do the trick. And you could do the same on stair treads, you know, a lot of stuff there. Don't expect your house to be like super quiet, but it'll definitely be improved, if that makes sense. All right, so put on your tool belt always and just walk around with your screw gun and those trim screws. And anytime you hear a squeak, boop, boop, take care of it. All right, Amanda, thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit. You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Are you looking for a flooring option that's stylish, affordable, durable, and waterproof? Well, composite flooring might just be your new favorite upgrade. Coming up, we'll share why this next-gen material is popping up in bathrooms, basements, kitchens, and more, plus what to know before you install it, whether you've got pets, kids, or just a lot of foot traffic. This floor is built to handle it all and still look gorgeous doing it, so stick around. Ready to upgrade your backyard in minutes? With Ladera Wall Block, installation is a breeze. Imagine a stunning fire pit assembled in less than 5 minutes. It's that easy. Perfect for quick and beautiful outdoor projects, including seat walls, lighting columns, and more. Ladera Wall Block is your go-to choice for a customized look without the hassle. Ladera Wall Block, transforming spaces with ease. To find a retailer near you, project instructions, design inspiration, and more, visit pavestone.com. That's pavestone.com. Metal roofs are very popular these days. They're durable, long-lasting, and beautiful. With a nearly endless number of designs, styles, and colors to choose from, you can easily find a quality metal roof to fit the architectural style of your home. There are even style options that mimic shake, slate, and clay or concrete tile, yet all offer the easy care and performance advantages of metal. Add great curb appeal to your home with a metal roof. Get inspired. Visit the Metal Roofing Alliance at metalroofing.com. If you have a second story deck, you can double your outdoor space with the addition of Trex Rain Escape. This innovative underdeck drainage system features an integrated network of troughs and downspouts that capture rain and snow and funnels it away, keeping the space underneath the deck dry so it can be used. Unlike other systems that install below the joists of a deck, Trex Rain Escape uniquely installs above the joist between the framing and the deck surface boards, leaving the wood and metal structure and the space below protected from the elements. Add furniture and accessories to create a comfortable outdoor room. You can even run gas and electrical lines safely under the deck surface to power lighting, ceiling fans, appliances, and more. Trex Rain Escape is available through Home Depot and Lowe's.com and through specialty decking dealers. Visit TrexRainEscape.com to learn more and find a dealer near you. Hi, I'm Leslie Segretti, and we want you to get a grip. Make your home safer and more beautiful. Add TrackSafe Anti-Slip Color Coat to ugly, blotchy floor surfaces, then top it off with award-winning TrackSafe Anti-Slip Sealer. Renew concrete, stone, and pre-painted surfaces with these easy-to-apply products from Deich Coatings. Great for both inside and outdoors, TrackSafe products deliver aggressive anti-slip performance with all-weather durability. Get on track and order products today with free shipping from the Home Depot, Lowe's, or DeichCoatings.com. That's Deich, D-A-I-C-H, Coatings.com. Outdoor concrete projects are quick and easy with QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix in the red bag. It's great for setting fence posts, a mailbox, deck footings, or even a small slab. QuickCrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag makes setting posts quick and easy. There's no mixing. Just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak it with water. It sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag.
The Money Pit is presented by TrackSafe Anti-Slip Color Coat and Anti-Slip Sealer from Deich Coatings, the official coatings partner of The Money Pit. Renew concrete and stone. Learn more at DeichCoatings.com, D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Making good homes better, this is The Money Pit, and I'm Leslie Segretti. Well, fall means more leaves, mud, and moisture getting trapped inside, so now's the perfect time to refresh your entry mats. You want to start by adding a heavy-duty mat outside to scrape off dirt and debris, and then pair it with a washable rug or a boot tray just inside the door that's going to catch anything that sneaks in. Not only does it help protect your floors, but it also is a quick way to update your front entryway with a bit of fall style. So think plaids, leaves, patterns, or even a fun seasonal message like, boo, a witch lives here, go away, or something. I don't know, maybe something more friendly, whatever suits you, but that's the one I'm going to go with. Anyway, these are great ways to keep the house tidy. And quick tip, when you come home from a soccer game on a damp weekend, make sure to, you know, crack the cleats outside. Mm-hmm. To get rid of all of that yuck, because just the other day I was picking up some compact dirt by the front.
Yay.
So lots of ways you can keep the house clean, and go Panthers. That's Charlie's team.
There you go.
Well, if it's been a while since you looked at flooring options, get ready. Composite flooring has come a long way. Today's products are not only durable and water resistant, but they're also incredibly realistic, comfortable underfoot, and surprisingly budget friendly. And the best part is they're a perfect fit in every room of your home, from basements to bathrooms, kitchens, and kids' rooms. So let's break down why composite flooring is having a major moment. In short, composite flooring kind of combines several materials, typically a tough high-performance core with a wear-resistant surface layer that mimics the look of hardwood, tile, or stone. And some options also include a built-in underlayment for sound absorption and extra comfort. You're going to see it sold under names like SPC, which is stone polymer composite, or WPC for wood polymer composite, or more generally like a luxury vinyl plank LVP, or engineered vinyl flooring, or EVP, engineered vinyl planks. And all of these are part of that composite flooring family, and each has its own strength. Now, traditional floors, they're gorgeous. That beautiful natural wood is really great, but let's face it, moisture is their enemy. One leak in a laundry room or a steamy bathroom, and you could be in for warping, staining, or worse. But a composite floor solves that problem, because most modern options are 100% waterproof, or they are highly water resistant. And that means you can install it in bathrooms without worry, in kitchens where spills happen daily, even in basements where humidity levels change. Now, there's no special sealing or stress required. And another win, composite flooring is designed for DIY-friendly installation. Most are going to snap together with a locking system, so that means no glue, no nails, no big mess. And you can even float it over your existing floor in a lot of cases. And once it's installed, that composite flooring is just a breeze to maintain. You kind of just sweep it and mop it. There's no sanding. There's no refinishing. And many of today's products include a protective coating that will resist scratches from pets and from furniture and from foot traffic. So you're not stuck with those same old plank designs either. It's interesting because a composite floor, you know, it can mimic that look of natural wood. It can give you wider planks. It can be in a matte finish that kind of looks more high-end. There's stone and tile styles to give you a spa vibe without your cold toes. And a rainbow of color tones, from classic oak to weathered gray, even to a dramatic black tone. So whether you want your farmhouse warmth, modern minimalism, or a cozy cottage feel, there is a look to match your home. And if you're looking for a flooring upgrade this fall, composite flooring is definitely worth serious consideration. It's affordable, beautiful, easy to install, and built to stand up to whatever your household can dish out. Muddy boots, pet paws, water spills, you name it. And unlike some trendy materials that look dated after years, today's composites are timeless, and they are built to last for decades, so it's definitely worth checking out. All right, let's get back to our callers. Who's up next?
Okay, we've got Sandy now, who has a problem I'm sure many of us have come across before. And, Leslie, I really like your answer to this. I've used it in the past, and I'm going to not steal your thunder. So here we have Sandy. Sandy, tell us what's going on with your carpet.
Well, I had a Cincy, one of those little things that uses a hot wax,
mm-hmm.
and my granddaughter knocked the Cincy over onto the carpet, and part of it splashed upon my Henry Don chair, which is upholstered.
Ruh-roh.
Haven't done anything yet because I don't know really how to go about cleaning that.
Well, the first thing you want to do, and this is, it's kind of an easy fix. You just have to make sure you haven't already scratched at it or rubbed it or anything. Take a brown paper bag and an iron, and you want to put the iron on a high setting without steam, and put the paper bag over the wax and then iron, and the wax will melt but then stick to the paper bag, and you'll be able to peel it right off.
Well, that's awesome. Okay, brown paper bag with a hot iron, not on steam.
No steam.
Just hot cotton, and hold it on there for a few minutes, and it will pull it out.
Yeah, you don't want to, like, sit it on there too long because you don't want to burn it through.
Okay.
So you want to hold the brown paper bag, then put the iron on top, and then shift it around, you know, moving to a clean part on the bag as you get more of the wax onto the bag. This way you're not re-spreading the wax.
That sounds wonderful. Thank you so much.
Is your recycling routine a little, well, trashed? Coming up in Leslie's Last Word, she'll share a few simple tricks to make recycling easier and actually work better in your home. From where to put your bins to what not to toss, you'll learn how to build a system that turns good intentions into everyday habits. That's just ahead, right here on The Money Pit.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Get connected to what's happening in Shasta County. Tune in to KCNR, the Shasta Live Show. Your weekly dose of local business, community buzz, and dining discoveries. Join the Shasta County Chamber of Commerce, Reading Buzz, and Eat Shasta every Monday night from 6:05 to 7 p.m. Can't catch it live? No problem. Listen to the archives anytime at KCNR1460.com. KCNR and the Shasta County Chamber of Commerce, your community connection.
With Mark Saltzman.
At National Geographic Society, we believe in the power of wonder. It drives us to explore, pushes us to see the world differently, moves us to action. And we believe that today, wonder is more essential than ever.
Wow.
That's why we're supporting a new generation of explorers to ask big questions, make breakthroughs, and bring the future closer. Wonder awaits. Will you join us? Visit natgeo.org/wonder.
36% of homeowners say their garage is too cluttered to park a car inside. But getting organized is easier than you think. Here are some quick tips from Gladiator. Start by pulling everything out. Sort items into three piles. Keep, donate, and toss. If you haven't used it in a year, let it go. And don't let rakes, shovels, and bikes hog your floor space. Hang them on walls with hooks or shelves. Our Gear Track Pack can help. Store seasonal gear like holiday decorations in overhead racks, out of sight but easy to grab when needed. The overhead gear loft is an excellent choice. After that, split your garage into zones, a grab-and-go spot for shoes and keys, a workbench area, and long-term storage. Keep everyday items near the door on our heavy-duty shelf and move rarely used things to the back. And just like that, you could reclaim your garage. For more tips and storage solutions, visit GladiatorGarageWorks.com.
Making good homes better, this is The Money Pit. Thank you so much for joining us. Time now to answer some of your emails. Who wrote in this week, Jim?
Well, a different Jim wrote in, and he says...
Oh, no way. This is you.
There's more than one Jim, believe it or not, Leslie.
No, they wrote James.
Okay, well,
I think this is your alter ego.
Or I'm in trouble for my mom.
Yeah.
Could be that. The only time I hear that. I recently had a new door on my crawl space, he says, installed from the outside. The door sits in bricks and on cinder blocks, and the framing of the house is along the top of it. Does this type of door need to be weatherproof like other exterior doors or windows?
Yeah, I mean, I kind of think I know the door you're talking about. It's basically like a very small exterior door, like...
It's like a Bilco door? Is that what he's thinking?
I kind of am getting a sense of that. Now, usually it has a top that's aligned with the bottom and then sort of framed where the siding overlaps. And in this case, you definitely need to have at least a drip edge covering the top of that door because you have to remember your door is wood, or even if that door is metal, it could rust. You can't have water going down the siding and getting underneath that. So you definitely have to have that drip edge flashing on the top of that. Now, in terms of size and depending on how tight it is to the block wall, I would at least caulk that area with silicone, you know, the sides of the door jamb into the block wall. So again, you're avoiding water getting in there. So treat this the same basically as you would any exterior window or door. I mean, just because it's for a crawl space doesn't mean that you should be taking any shortcuts to it. And lastly, don't forget that now is the time to get a good solid coat of exterior paint on that. Because typically when they come out of the factory, they're just primed. I mean, they're not unfinished, but they're not fully finished. You do need to add those top coats to it to make sure that this all lasts a long time. Because you're seeing all of these little steps take time. They're all adding up to projects to make sure that everything is fully finished. If water gets in there, I know it's to a crawl space, but you could be messing with the foundation. You could be messing with the siding. You could be getting moisture behind the bricks, causing mold. There's a lot of different things that could happen. So take the time to finish everything properly, because just because this isn't inside the house or in a very visible area doesn't mean it should have any less attention paid to it. All right, James, or Jim, who's here on the phone with me in the radio.
Works for me, yeah.
Well, Jim, ask your alter ego, James, if this is a good answer for him. All right, all the Jims and Jameses in the world.
We're good. Yeah, we're good.
All right, thanks so much for writing in.
Is your plan of recycling at home become a hassle? Well, in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word, Leslie has some super easy tips to streamline your setup. Take it away, Leslie.
Well, if your recycling system at home feels more like a hassle than a habit, it could be time for a little reset. Now, the trick here to successful recycling isn't just knowing what to recycle. It's making it easy to do it. So you want to start by placing clearly labeled bins where the waste actually happens. It could be a small bin next to your kitchen trash for rinsed cans and bottles, a paper-only bin by your home office or printer, or even a designated box in the garage for those cardboard items and the packing materials. If you keep those bins where you use them most, it takes away the excuse to kind of just toss everything into the trash because it's convenient. And don't forget to keep a printed or a posted guide nearby with what your town accepts, because pizza boxes and plastic bags, they usually are not on the list. Now, the easier you make it to recycle, the more likely everyone in your household is to pitch in, because a greener home doesn't happen by accident. It starts with simple, smart systems. And that is our September recycling home tip. So get in the habit, you guys. It's easier than you think. You just need a few days to develop a new routine. All right. We have had a busy hour with you guys. So thank you so much for joining us. Next week, we're going to jump into a big old pile of leaves with fall outdoor tips. So don't miss it. Thanks again. And remember, you guys, you can do it yourself, but you don't have to do it alone. See you next time.
On the Money Pit Radio Show. On the Money Pit Radio Show. Pick up the telephone. Fix up your home sweet home by calling 888-MONEY-PIT.
You hear that? That's the sound of your business losing money. Legacy phone systems weren't built for today's teams. OpenPhone gives your business a smarter way to stay connected. OpenPhone lets you manage calls, texts, voicemail, and contacts all in one place so that you and your team can deliver a seamless customer experience from ring to need to take calls on the go? OpenPhone automatically transcribes, summarizes, and highlights next steps from every call so you never miss a detail. Need insight into what closes a sale? With OpenPhone's AI call tags, you can instantly spot key topics like objections or pricing questions and use those insights to coach your team and level up every customer interaction. And yes, you can bring your existing number with you for free. Keep your team in sync and your customers happy with OpenPhone. OpenPhone. No missed calls, no missed customers.
Try OpenPhone for free at openphone.com/try and get 20% off your first 6 months. That's openphone.com/try.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from Town Hall. I'm Ron Taylor. Speaking at the United Nations, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is pressing Hamas to release hostages still held nearly 2 years after the October 7th attacks. Among those watching Netanyahu's address was House Speaker Mike Johnson.
All free-loving people everywhere and every nation at the UN should have applauded that message and that call. Right after October 7th, Bibi Netanyahu said it as well as anybody could. He summarized the whole thing. He said, this is a battle of good versus evil, light versus darkness, civilization versus barbarism. And that has not changed. It still goes on, and the United Nations needs to get behind the right, the good side of this, so it can be resolved.
Also at the UN this week, President Trump blasting climate change policies with blistering remarks.
Donald Trump has long been a critic of climate science and green energy policies, and he let loose during his address to the UN General Assembly.
It's the greatest con job ever perpetrated on the world, in my opinion.
He sharply criticized the European Union for reducing its carbon footprint, which he claimed has taken a toll on its economy, and warned countries that have invested heavily in renewable energy that their economies will suffer. Greg Clugston, The White House.
The president plans to meet with the top four congressional leaders at the White House Monday, one day before the deadline to fund the federal government or face a shutdown. The meeting involving House Speaker Mike Johnson and Senate Majority Leader John Thune, as well as House Democratic Leader Hakeem Jeffries and Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, was confirmed today. President Trump says he will send troops to Portland, authorizing full force if necessary to handle domestic terrorists. The announcement comes as the president expands his deployments to more cities. Oregon Democratic Governor Tina Kotek responded by saying he's abusing his authority by ordering troops into a city she says is doing just fine on its own. News and analysis at townhall.com.
You know, life moves fast. Staying sharp, focused, and clear-headed isn't always easy. That's why the same company that brings us Relief Factor has developed something brand new, Think Factor. Think Factor is made to help you think clearer and perform better daily. It's a powerful blend of nutrients that unlock mental clarity and precision, nurture your memory, and boost your attention. With Think Factor, brain power and performance finally meet for lasting daily results. Supercharge your memory and mental sharpness. Your brain is your most valuable asset, powering your creativity, focus, and daily performance. If you're feeling mentally foggy or not recalling things as quickly as you used to, Think Factor could be just what you need to reclaim your cognitive edge. I am so thrilled with the results I personally have received from Think Factor. I'm thinking clearer and better than ever. If you've ever thought, I wish I could be more clear, more focused, try Think Factor today. Call 800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF, or visit relieffactor.com to learn more and order Think Factor. Think Factor, think clearer, perform better daily.
Starbucks is closing hundreds of stores in the U.S., Canada, and Europe.
The company says the layoffs will begin immediately. Starbucks would not say how many stores are closing, but it expects to have 18,300 North American locations when the fiscal year ends on Sunday. Starbucks says workers will be offered transfers to other locations where possible and severance packages. In a letter to employees, Starbucks chairman and CEO Brian Nichols says a review identified stores where the company doesn't see a path to financial stability or it isn't able to create a physical environment customers expect. I'm Donna Water.
The New York fans gave Europe a stronger challenge than the American players. Team Europe handled both beautifully and are on the verge of winning the Ryder Cup again. Europe won 6 of the 8 matches Saturday and set a Ryder Cup record. Roy McIlroy caught the brunt of the verbal abuse, answering with an expletive and played great golf. This is SRN News. President Trump is asking the Supreme Court to uphold his order on birthright citizenship.
President Donald Trump is asking the Supreme Court to uphold his order declaring that children born to parents in the U.S. illegally or temporarily are not American citizens. Lower court judges have blocked the Trump administration's citizenship restrictions from taking effect anywhere. Any decision on whether the high court would take up the case is probably months away. and arguments would probably not happen until late winter or early spring. On the first day of Trump's second term, he signed an executive order that would upend more than 125 years of understanding that anyone born in the U.S. is a U.S. citizen, according to the Constitution's 14th Amendment. Donna Porter, Washington.
Harrods has warned some customers about a data breach. They say the details were taken from a third-party provider and that payments were not defected. More on these stories at townhall.com.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Ted Bambino, president of the Redding Rodeo. We are thrilled to be partners with the Redding Rancheria. They are an integral part to the success of the Redding Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Julie. This is Debbie. We're here at the Shasta Family YMCA.
Hi, and I'm Kristen, the CEO. And on behalf of our team, I'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for the many years of support for our programs and our projects like the playground.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Ready to grow your business? KCNR is the last locally owned and operated radio station in our area. We reach thousands of listeners in our community every single day. Our professional production team creates custom ads that grab attention and get the results for your business. And you'll be surprised on how affordable advertising with KCNR is. Our listeners are your customers. Call Sue McClain today at 530-605-4565.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, my name is Lori from Backrubs. We've been working with the Rancheria since 2008. It's an honor to be partnering with Rancheria. They are one of our favorite groups to work with.
I'm Yasmin Pena with Shasta Heat and Air Conditioning. We've been working with the Redding Rancheria since 2022, and we are proud to be their go-to whenever they need work done.
Redding Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
Hi, this is Linda Fott. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Looking for fun ways to explore your town? You've got to step into the Cascade Curation Store, the coolest, cleanest little thrift store and art galleria in Shasta County. We're talking vintage without the markup, prices that'll make your bank account happy, one-of-a-kind local artwork for your art collectors, and curated thrifty finds you won't discover anywhere else in town. Whether you're hunting for that perfect piece to complete your collection or just browsing for inspiration and want to explore downtown and get free parking. For us, it's not just about vibes or trends. It's about timeless quality, where every visit is a new adventure at Cascade Curations.
It's that time again for the Stillwater Powwow, October 3rd through the 5th at the Redding Rodeo Grounds with free admission for all ages. It's the return of beautiful dancers, the feel of powerful drummers, all from across the nation. Learn and experience firsthand the culture of the Native American people. Proudly brought to you by the Redding Rancheria and the Wind River Resort and Casino. The Stillwater Powwow, October 3rd through the 5th at the Redding Rodeo Grounds. For information, visit stillwaterpowwow.com. Brought to you by the Potter Family, Redding Rancheria, Wind River Resort and Casino. This station and other proud sponsors.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
This fall, join
bonus at Wind River Resort and Casino for our exciting $60,000 Wicked Winning Swipe to Win draw. Weekly drawings every Thursday from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. through October 30th. Offering you the chance to win up to $250 in free slot play. And don't forget about our final drawing October 30th, where you could win up to $2,500 in cash prizes. For all details, visit WinRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Back-to-school specials are here at Charlieu's Tap House. Feed the whole family with a large shoe-topping pizza, big fresh salad, and a basket of breadsticks, all for just $48. And hey, don't forget to book your kids' birthday party in our adventure room. They'll make their own pizzas, jump in the bounce house, and play in the arcade. Or let them play while you relax and dine. Parents, we've got you covered, too. Happy hour, 7 days a week, from 3 to 6 p.m. Enjoy the beer wall for 25% off and deals on appetizers. Stop by Charlieu's, located at 1901 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway. Charlieu's Tap House, where family traditions begin.
Gold Leaf Nursery, last days of summer. 40% off sale is on now. All nursery stock, 1 gallon to our large 24-inch box trees. Ground covers, fruit trees, shade trees, evergreens, redwood trees in many sizes. Palm trees, flowering magnolia trees, crepe myrtles in many sizes and colors, full size to dwarf. The best time to plant a shade tree was 20 years ago. Let's get some shade growing in your yard. Gold Leaf Nursery has a huge selection of 24-inch box trees at 40% off. Blueberry plants and a great selection of citrus trees, 15-gallon size. Last days of summer sale, 40% off. Gold Leaf Nursery is located at the south end of Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road and Dersh Road. Sales start September 2nd through September 30th. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Gold Leaf Nursery, making Shasta County greener since 1975.
Join me, Dr. Lauren, on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. behind the pink mic for breast cancer conversations about prevention and diagnosis to healing stories and words from expert guests. Behind the Pink Mic is proudly sponsored by Sizzle's Kitchen and Swell Endeavor. Tune in with Dr. Lauren every Tuesday at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and streaming at KCNR1460.com. Behind the Pink Mic, let's talk healing, hope, and community.
Fall fun is brewing in Redding. Join us for Oktoberfest at Turtle Bay's Paul Bunyan's Forest Camp, happening Saturday, October 11th from 5 to 8 p.m. Enjoy craft beer or root beer, tasty food, live music, live animal encounters, artisan booths, and more at this all-ages, family-friendly event. Children 3 and under get in for free. All proceeds benefit Turtle Bay. Oktoberfest is presented by Liquor Barn and Sasquatch Car Wash, Saturday, October 11th. Tickets are on sale now at turtlebay.org.
Politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet.
Apparently the ticket to attention for young people is going into debt to impress others by things like clothes and shoes. 2 in 5 Gen Zers admit they're going into debt to impress. That'll get you into some trouble.
Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast.
If your roof starts to leak or your floor's really squeaky, live in a money pit.
Money pit. If your basement needs a pump or your place is like a dump, give it a money pit.
Money pit.
Pick up the telephone,
fix up your home sweet home by calling 888 Money Pit.
The Money Pit is presented by Quikrete Fast Setting Concrete. Look for it in the red bag. Now here's Leslie Segretti.
Coast to coast and the floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit. I'm Leslie Segretti, joined by the best co-host in the biz, Jim Kenzie.
Oh, shucks, Les.
That's you, my guy.
You've been well?
Yeah, everything is good. Lots going on. I have a couple of little projects I want to tackle. I have to, and I'm waiting for, like, the humidity to really come down. Charlie sleeps on, like a higher bed, and his room is plaster, and the house is old, and I guess when he sleeps, he kind of kicks the wall a little bit, and a tiny crack became a bigger crack, became a hole, became a plaster nightmare, so don't laugh. There is cardboard taped over it, so he doesn't make it larger than it is, but once the weather is kind of equalized here, I am going to start peeling away some of that plaster and fixing it, so there's that. And then I think I want to put new wallpaper up in the hallway and do a little painting and get everything all nicey.
Jeez, I'm glad I asked.
Yeah, how about you? What do you got going on?
Oh, you name it. Mostly, outside stuff, trying to get ready for winter and look at all the things I wanted to tackle this summer and didn't. But
didn't, yeah.
I got some stuff done, but.
I mean, granted, that cardboard patch is probably going to stay on as well till Thanksgiving break, but I'm going to, in my mind, say, we'll get to it next week or the week after.
Really? Honest? We mean it.
But I will do it. It's just I got to find the time. So just like you guys, you know, you got a lot to do and so much. So let us figure out ways to help you get those projects done. I mean, we've got a lot to talk about, so let's jump right in. I mean, the water's fine. It's probably 50 degrees this time of year, but let's do it anyway. Why not?
Polar bear plunge.
Why not?
Yeah.
All right, guys. Do you hate standing around waiting for your shower to heat up? Well, you're not alone, but there is a smart fix that not only delivers hot water instantly, it can also save you up to 17,000 gallons of water every year. So coming up, we'll share how hot water recirculation pumps work, what they cost, and the best DIY-friendly options to consider. It's an upgrade that you'll feel good about every single day. And are you thinking about adding a patio before fall sets in? Well, if you are, you are in luck, because coming up, we'll walk you through how to build a poured concrete patio from scratch using Quikrete's crack-resistant concrete and a few easy steps to prep, pour, and finish like a pro. Whether you're dreaming of a sleek modern slab or you want to add some decorative flair, this is a weekend project that will deliver major impact. So we've got some info on a backyard transfer information coming up. And if you're looking for a flooring option that's stylish, affordable, and durable, and waterproof, then composite flooring might just be your new favorite upgrade. We're going to share why this next-gen material is popping up in bathrooms, basements, kitchens, and more, plus what to know before you install it. Whether you've got pets, kids, or just a lot of foot traffic, this floor is built to handle it all and still look gorgeous doing it. So we've got a very busy hour, so let's get right into that cool water. Jim, who's up first?
Well, what if my pets are my kids, Leslie?
Yeah, that's fine.
Well, all right, Leslie. We've got Nancy on the line here from Illinois, and she's trying to build a deck but has some issues she's fighting against. What's going on there, Nancy?
We want to build a deck at the back of our house, but we have massive tree root, and we've cut down the tree that caused the problem, but we're having trouble getting rid of the... They're so thick that we can't figure out a way to get a deck over them.
Yeah, Nancy, I'm sorry to say, but you have to have room for that foundation. Before you start hacking away at that giant root, you may be able to design that deck in such a way that requires you to have fewer supports, or you're able to sort of drop a post somewhere else that will support it. I mean, some of the ways you could do that is building like a pier, which is like a concrete post in the ground.
Tubes you fill with concrete?
Sonotubes. You know, you can use those. It's like a coated on the inside, round cardboard on the outside, and they come in a variety of diameters. I mean, some of them are enormous and some of them are teeny tiny, but that's basically a round concrete form to help you have a sturdy beam. And if you have a sturdy beam there, you might be able to get fewer points of contact so you don't have to battle the roots so badly. I mean, the other thing you could do is have a tree company come in and they can use a stump grinder to get rid of some sections of the roots there to allow you to accommodate the supports for the deck.
But if you had a big span like that, you'd want to go from 2x10 to 2x12, no?
Yeah, I would think so. So it depends here really where these roots are and how truly it's interfering with the construction process and what are other ways to go around that. You may, even if it seems like you might be doing this yourself here, you might want to hire in a pro just to draw plans to be like, oh, okay, you can get away with posts here, here, and here for the same structural support. It's not an easy solution, and especially if the tree is big and you don't want to damage the root system in a way that could sort of make the tree's structural stability, you know, unreliable. There's a lot of different things there.
Good luck with that project, Nancy, and send us some pictures of your deck when it's completed. That sounds pretty cool. All right, somebody right up my alley, Leslie. We've got Colin, who's security conscious, on the line, and he's got a very interesting question. What's going on, Colin?
Well, I'm building a house, and I've made a cinder block room, you know, out of 8-inch block, and it's like a 6x9 room, and I want to put a vault door on it, so it's kind of like a oversized gun closet. It's also gonna pair as a safe room.
All right, so you're really looking for a super secure door for this new room that you've built, right?
That's correct. You know, I've looked at vault doors on there, and that, you know, you can buy one for $1,700 or you can spend $10,000.
Yeah, I mean, first of all, the prices are definitely all over the map. I mean, the other thing that you could do is repurpose a door from an old safe, and you could do this as a DIY project, or if you don't feel like you have that level of security or that you don't need that level of security, I mean, you've got an 8-inch block wall and you've got a vault door on it. If I want to break into that room, I'm taking a sledgehammer to that block wall, like, you know, to heck with the door, personally. I don't think I could break into either of those things, but someone could. So, I mean, I get that you want the software to go through the concrete block, but if you want something that's affordable and will give you a better level of security than a traditional wood door would, you could use a heavy-duty commercial steel door that has a steel frame and a heavy steel door, and it kind of backs up with deadbolts, and then you could put multiple deadbolts on that.
I've thought about that, too.
All right. Well, you've definitely made it impossible for me to break in, like, all the way. Jim probably might be able to. He's very strong.
I don't even know how I would get a bank vault door down where I put it.
I'm like, in my mind, I think about heist movies, and I'm like, some sort of little explosive device? I don't know. Gum and a hairpin?
Yeah. MacGyver, yeah. Hey, Colin, one thing you can do if you do go with the block, cinder block.
Jim's the gun guy here.
This isn't even gun. This is construction guy, but yes, I am.
Safety, construction, all the stuff.
If you use an 8-inch cinder block, they've got, you know, the holes on each side. Try putting rebar in between them so you can still stagger them up so your seams are proper. But try putting rebar in there and then filling them with concrete. So now instead of having 8-inch cinder block, you've got 8-inch solid block, more or less. And the rebar strengthens the whole wall. So if somebody does knock out a couple blocks, they still got to fight the rebar to try to get in.
Yeah, and I'm going to say, like, don't forget about proper ventilation and, you know, maybe, like, video security so you can see what's going on outside.
And it never hurts to have good homeowners insurance. And or a good watchdog. I go that route. That always helps.
Yeah, I feel like there's a whole bunch of stuff we have to think about, but I don't know. I live in my naive New York land, so good luck with that, all right? Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for joining us this hour here on the Money Pit. Give us a call anytime at 888-MONEY-PIT or shoot us an email at moneypit.com. When you jump in the shower, guys, first thing in the morning, is it great or do you find yourself waiting and waiting for that water to turn warm? Well, if that's you, adding a hot water recirculating pump can deliver hot water instantly. So we'll explain how that works and how you can achieve a no-wait hot shower next. Now's a great time to check your roof for damage or wear. Not only does harsh weather beat up your roof, but with age, asphalt shingles will start to lose their natural oil and become dry and brittle. That doesn't always mean they need a costly replacement. RoofMax Roof Restoration Treatment is a safe, easy, and affordable alternative to roof replacement. And right now, they're offering a free tune-up completed prior to applying treatment. They'll fix nail pops, refasten loose flashing, and seal cracks and exposed nails, an $859 value. I've seen RoofMax in action, and it really works. RoofMax is trusted nationally, and installers are locally owned and operated. And get this, for every roof saved, RoofMax works with the Dave Thomas Foundation to find a forever home for a child waiting in foster care. To find a RoofMax installer near you, go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, MAXX.com, or call 1-800-ROOFMAX. Do you have a toilet that's noisy or always running? Well, it's probably your flapper. You can stop wasting all that water and the noise by replacing the toilet flapper. We here at Team Money Pit are big fans of the Super Flapper from Fluidmaster. Its innovative design replaces either a 2-inch or 3-inch flapper and takes just minutes to install, and it's the only flapper you'll need. Start saving money and stop watching your cash get flushed down the toilet.
fix that noisy running toilet today. It's an easy DIY project, and it takes just a few minutes. So replace that old worn-out flapper with the Super Flapper and start saving water immediately. Fluid Master has been the go-to brand for plumbing pros for over 67 years, so you know you are getting a product that's built to last and trusted by the experts. Any questions, you can call them at 800-631-2011 or just visit superflapper.com. That's superflapper.com. Time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake and discolor, making your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio look old and worn. With QuickCrete Recap Resurfacer, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces at a fraction of the cost of replacing it. It's an easy project you can even do yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for recap, visit quickcrete.com, QUIKRETE.com.
Hi, I'm Leslie Segretti, and we want you to get a grip. Make your home safer and more beautiful. Add TrackSafe Anti-Slip Color Coat to ugly, blotchy floor surfaces, then top it off with award-winning TrackSafe Anti-Slip Sealer. Renew concrete, stone, and pre-painted surfaces with these easy-to-apply products from Deich Coatings. Great for both inside and outdoors, TrackSafe products deliver aggressive anti-slip performance with all-weather durability. Get on track and order products today with free shipping from the Home Depot, Lowe's, or DeichCoatings.com. That's Deich, D-A-I-C-H, Coatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Ladera Wallblock from Pavestone. Ladera Wallblock, transforming spaces with ease. Learn more at pavestone.com. That's P-A-V-E-S-T-O-N-E.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit. I'm Leslie Segretti. Did you know that September is National Recycling Month? When was the last time you guys opened that junk drawer full of old phones, dead batteries, and random cords? Well, instead of tossing them in the trash, recycle them properly. Electronics and batteries contain materials that can be hazardous if they end up in landfills, but many retailers like Best Buy, Staples, even Home Depot offer recycling drop-offs for those small electronics and those rechargeable batteries. Now, you can also check with your local municipality for e-waste collection events. It's a simple way to declutter and protect the planet. All right, Jim, let's get back to it. Who's next?
Hi, Catherine. You've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
I have lighting in the basement, and it is something we started initially, and we changed our mind. And so there are outlets or holes that are intended for light fixtures and then also a ceiling fan. And we're changing how we're going to do things down there. Is there some way that we can catch it up and start all over, or do we need to have an electrician in and resurface everything and do everything all over again?
All right, so your main issue here is that you came up with a design plan for your lighting, and now you're like, oh, we don't like that.
Yes.
Right? You just want to kind of patch what's there. Yeah, you could totally patch what's there.
The wires are already there.
Oh, wait, they're already wired. You really went into this project and then changed your mind. Got it. Well, if you have wires there, and if they're connected and live on the end that's in the room, and if they're sort of energized to the panel, then they have to be disconnected. You can't just seal them back up in the ceiling and hope for the best. I mean, you could just deal with it. You could get wire nuts and kind of just cover up the ends of the live wires and then cover that box. There's ceiling plates that you can use. But I wouldn't cover it with, like, drywall and pretend it doesn't exist anymore because, God forbid, something happens, you can't access it. Those little ceiling plates, they're generally round and white and matte finished metal, and you just kind of screw them into the ceiling, and then you know where that hole is, and you can access it at any time. And, you know, it's they're just like a simple, delicate plate.
The decorative trim piece thing, kind of.
Yeah, and you could even paint them, right, Jim? The ceiling color, if the ceiling's not white, so it kind of will go away. But I would not leave that wiring there. If you do go the route of removing that wiring or, you know, making sure it's completely dead before you seal it up, you can patch the ceiling with drywall. You would sort of
make the hole slightly larger to accommodate a patch, because you want it to sort of span some studs. So you could be ending up with some large patched areas of the ceiling, and that's fine, but what you would want to do is get the new drywall up there and then go ahead and spackle the cracks, the edges, or the seams, if you will, and then, you know, sand that really well, do that a couple of times, and then paint it when you're done.
Excellent. Thank you so much.
But, yeah, this is going to be a lot of work, and next time, think the lighting plan through because you don't want to do it again. Or just suddenly decide that you love the lighting plan that you picked initially.
Hey, this one will work. I'll just pretend I like it.
I mean, why not? Yeah. It's the basement. How often are you down there?
You gotta do what you gotta do.
All right, let's talk about a frustration that we've all had, you know, waiting for what feels like forever for your shower to get hot. Not only is it annoying, especially on colder mornings, but think of all that water that you're wasting while you wait. Now, this is where my boyfriend would go, well, you know, I always take a cold shower. Well, good for you, Mike. The rest of us like a hot shower, and there's that. So when you have, it's always his favorite little thing, like, I don't mind because, well, I take a cold shower. Well, great.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right, even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes, people, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up, fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
That hot water throughout the plumbing. And they work great in new builds where you can plan for that piping in advance. But a crossover system, and this is the one that most DIYers will love, it connects the hot and cold water lines at the furthest fixture in your house. So it's using that cold water line to return that unused hot water back to the water heater. And it's a simple retrofit. There's no major plumbing needed, and it is very budget friendly. And both can cut down on the water waste and the weight. But which one's best really depends on your home setup. Now let's talk numbers. A basic recirculation system can cost anywhere from $250 to $450 for a DIY install. That's a reasonable weekend project for a handy homeowner. And some kits will even come with everything you need. But here's a tip. These systems do work best with a timer or a motion sensor, so that they're only running when you really need them. This way you're not using energy 24/7 just to keep those pipes warm. You're going to get all the comfort and the savings without the extra cost in your electric or your gas bill. So if you're sick of those cold showers and wasting water while you wait, this is one project that really delivers fast. All right, let's see who's next.
We're going to Robert in Texas with an air conditioning situation. What's going on there, Robert?
Yeah, I had something at my local home show this past weekend, and I went. It's called Arctic Blast. I don't know if you've ever heard of it. It's installed in your air conditioning system, and it supposedly will reduce the efficiency of your air conditioner, drop it by about 21%. The local companies often do it. You just inject it into the, like, the Freon. It's installed that way. I'm just wondering if it's worth it to have an old system. And, you know, I'd like to increase the life of it. And hey, if I can get 5 degrees more, that'd be a pretty good deal with the 21% decrease in the demand.
But how old is your system now?
It's about 15 years old.
Yeah, at 15 years, it's kind of at the end of its normal life cycle. And they're telling you there's a refrigerant that they're claiming is going to improve its efficiency?
Yeah, it's called an Arctic Blast, and it offers an environmentally friendly process that greatly improves the efficiency of R22, R134.
And how much is this process going to cost you?
About $575.
Yeah, I don't know. About $600 is kind of a lot of money, and it's going to take you a long time to make that back. I kind of would be hesitant to do this
I think if the system is working and if it's properly tuned up, it's got the right level of refrigerant in it, then it's going to work well.
Until it stops working.
Yeah, changing the refrigerant, I don't think is going to make that big of a difference. So I wouldn't mess with it. I would just keep using it as is until it just doesn't spit out cold air anymore, and then it's time to replace it. And that's really just the best way to do it.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering, because I thought, well, if I can get a few more years out of it, you know, rather than having to buy a whole unit.
Yeah, and I mean, maybe you can, maybe you can't, but putting that additive in there, I don't think it's going to make a hill of beans a difference.
Okay, well, that's the reason I come to listen to y'all every week and on Saturdays, and I value your opinion, so I wanted to see what you had to say about it, and I really appreciate it.
Well, we really appreciate you too, Robert. Good luck with that project. Hope everything works out just fine.
You are tuned to the Money Pit. Thanks so much for joining us this hour. Are you thinking about adding a patio before fall sets in? Well, if you are, you're in luck, because coming up, we'll walk you through how to build a poured concrete patio from scratch using Quikrete's crack-resistant concrete. It's a few easy steps to create a modern slab that will give you the patio of your dreams in just a weekend. So stay tuned. Your backyard transformation starts next.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right, we're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the Satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With Satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to Satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to Satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now.
800-380-4301. 800-380-4301. 800-380-4301. That's 800-380-4301.
This Independence Day, we honor and thank those who've served in our military. Many have made sacrifices to protect our country, including their health. Veterans are twice as likely than those who haven't served in the military to develop ALS, also known as Lou Gehrig's disease. ALS is a neurodegenerative disease that affects nerve cells in the brain and spinal cord, causing patients to lose the ability to walk, speak, and swallow on their own. Veteran Elizabeth Fassler lives with ALS and is helping to raise awareness about this incurable disease.
I was honored to serve my country, and now I serve in a different way by sharing my story of living with ALS and spreading awareness among veterans. I think it's important for people with ALS to feel connected with others, and I hope my story inspires more veterans with ALS to become part of the Share Your Story community. To hear more stories from people living with ALS and to learn more about the opportunity to share your story, visit shareyouralsstory.com/radio.
This message is sponsored by Mitsubishi Tanabe Pharma America.
My neighbor invited me to a Wounded Warrior Project event. I didn't know what to expect, but I felt like everyone understood me. We got each other. So I got more involved. I joined support groups with other women warriors, and it helped me realize a new purpose in my life.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
This year's U.S. National winner of the James Dyson Award is redefining what assistive technology can look and feel like. Soul One, developed by Harvard students Bradley Wagman and Victor Bokish, is a wearable device that uses AI and soft robotics to help people with foot drop, a condition affecting millions of Americans, walk naturally again. Here's Bradley and Victor with more.
With Soul One, we wanted to create something that feels as good to wear as it is effective. It's lightweight, sleek, fits in any shoe, and adapts in real time. It supports every step, helping people with foot drop walk confidently again.
We've taken inspiration from athletic gear because we believe assistive technology should be something you're proud to wear, not just something you must. That's why winning the James Dyson Award is so exciting. It's known globally for celebrating ideas that solve real problems in creative and practical ways. Now, as we head to the international competition with the global winners revealed November 5th, we hope Soul One inspires other inventors to enter their ideas into the James Dyson Award.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Elements of the media are seeking to derail the legitimacy of the United States Supreme Court. What is on the docket? What can they do about it? And where is it all heading? Find out on Liberty Nation Radio.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Attention business owners, 3,076 businesses are shutting their doors every single day. There are three things holding you back from doubling your sales in the next 12 months. They are number one, the Great Resignation. 47 million Americans voluntarily left their job last year. Your staff are harder to find than ever before. Number two, the Clutter Factor. 3.8 billion social media pages are competing for the attention of your prospects. No wonder they aren't listening to your marketing efforts. Number three, the Death of the Salesman. 97% of your prospects feel salespeople are too pushy today. Hello, I'm Amanda Holmes. I've just released an updated version of my father's cult classic book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. If you'd like to double your sales in the next 12 months, download a free chapter of the book at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book. Our clients call it the chapter that changes lives. Get your proven roadmap to doubling sales at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit. I'm Leslie Segretti. Welcome back, you guys. Well, that fall chill is in the air, but before you light that first cozy fire of the season, let's take a few minutes to prep your fireplace for safe use. First, you want to schedule a professional chimney inspection and cleaning. Now, creosote buildup is a major fire hazard, so you want to check that the damper opens, closes, and seals properly, and inspect that firebox for cracks or loose bricks. Now, if you use wood, you want to make sure that you burn only seasoned hardwoods like oak or maple for cleaner, more efficient fires. And don't forget to test your smoke and carbon monoxide detectors nearby. Safety first, then snuggle up. All right, I give you guys permission to call while snuggling.
Aww.
Well, if you are looking for a weekend project that transforms your outdoor space and adds long-term value, a poured concrete patio might be just the thing. And thanks to QuickCrete's range of concrete mixes and easy-to-use products, it's more approachable than you might think, even for first-timers. So let's walk through the basics of building a durable, beautiful concrete patio. First up, you've got to plan your patio like a pro. So before you break ground, you need to decide on the shape, the size, and the location. And you can use a garden hose or a rope to kind of sketch out that layout. And then grab a mason string and stakes to kind of just square up that shape. You can use the 3-4-5 triangle method to make sure that your layout is perfectly square. And trust me, it makes the whole process smoother down the line. Now, next up, you want to look at the slope because that slope of that property is going to set you up for success. You want that patio to drain properly, especially if it's near your home. That mason string and a line level will help you create a gentle slope of about an eighth of an inch per foot to help shed that water away from the foundation. Next, you want to prep the site. So excavate the area and lay down a compactable gravel subbase about 4 inches thick, and that will help with drainage and give the concrete a strong foundation to sit on. And you want to make sure you compact that well, so really tamp it down. And if your patio is going to be right up against the home, you want to install a fiberboard to act as the expansion joint there, so the stones and the siding or the foundation are not in contact with each other. Next, you're building the forms. So you're going to use 2x4 lumber to frame out that patio. So screw the boards into wood stakes, coat the inside of the form with vegetable oil or a commercial release agent, and mark where your control joints are going to go. And now comes the fun part. You want to use the QuickCrete crack-resistant concrete mix for a long-lasting finish, or step up your style with a decorative finish like exposed aggregate or acid stain. Now, once you pour it,
You're going to screed that surface level, float it smooth, and finish it to your liking. Perhaps it's just a broom texture or a trowel polish, adding those joint controls to help prevent cracking, and finally seal it with Quikrete acrylic cure and seal to protect that hard work and help it cure evenly. Before you know it, you're going to have a custom concrete patio ready for entertaining, grilling, relaxing under the stars, whatever you like to do, but this is definitely a DIY project. And remember, for more detailed instructions, the tools, and the calculators, you can visit Quikrete.com. They've got everything you need to do it right the first time. Now that's a great project to add to your to-do list. Let's get back to the phones.
Heading out to Pennsylvania, Leslie, we have Amanda, and she's dealing with some floor squeaks. What's going on, Amanda?
We just got a house. It's about 100 years old, but it's in great condition. It has the original hardwood floors, which are in great condition as well, but some of them creak, especially the stairs. What can we do to fix some of the soft spots and some of the creaky areas? They have about the 1-inch pieces of board that run across without ruining the original hardwood.
Well, you have a very beautiful old home, and that's awesome, but when you end up with an older home, you get older wood floors, and they tend to squeak. I mean, you could chalk it up to charm. We all kind of do. There's the wonky step and the weird handrail and the creaky floor, and we go, oh, it's old world charm. But, you know, the squeaks can be annoying. I did the voice. I'm sorry, Jim.
I
know
that.
I did the
It's like paid entertainment for me. This is great.
You could tell I entertained myself a lot.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Amanda. So I think what you should try to do is stop looking for the source of the squeaks, because it happens. It kind of moves around as the boards move and rub against each other, and that's what's making the squeaky sound. So what you have to do to kind of fix that is tighten the loose boards where you find them. But it's one of those things where it's like, oh, here it is, do it instantly, because you'll walk away and forget. And you end up like just kind of chasing this one spot. But if you fix all of the boards that are, you know, moving or seem loose or just not quite right, tighten those up, and you can definitely stop the squeaks. Eventually something else will start squeaking, but at least you're kind of getting it in check as you're finding it. And what you want to do is you want to find a very specialized type of screw. It's called a trim screw. It's not hard to find, but the reason you use a screw is because when you drive that screw in, it doesn't back out. And the way your floorboards have been put down a million years ago is that there was a very sort of basic nail that went in, and over time with all the movement, it starts to back itself loose. And then what happens is you get movement of that board. So if you put a trim screw in, you can drive it right down, and it's pretty much almost impossible to see when you're done. It's not like a hole you're going to have to fill. But tighten up the areas where you sense that squeak, or you're hearing that squeak, or you're feeling the movement, and that should do the trick. And you could do the same on stair treads, you know, a lot of stuff there. Don't expect your house to be like super quiet, but it'll definitely be improved, if that makes sense. All right, so put on your tool belt always and just walk around with your screw gun and those trim screws, and anytime you hear a squeak, boop, boop, take care of it. All right, Amanda, thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit. You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Are you looking for a flooring option that's stylish, affordable, durable, and waterproof? Well, composite flooring might just be your new favorite upgrade. Coming up, we'll share why this next-gen material is popping up in bathrooms, basements, kitchens, and more. Plus, what to know before you install it, whether you've got pets, kids, or just a lot of foot traffic. This floor is built to handle it all and still look gorgeous doing it, so stick around. Ready to upgrade your backyard in minutes? With Ladera Wall Block, installation is a breeze. Imagine a stunning fire pit assembled in less than 5 minutes. It's that easy. Perfect for quick and beautiful outdoor projects, including seat walls, lighting columns, and more. Ladera Wall Block is your go-to choice for a customized look without the hassle. Ladera Wall Block, transforming spaces with ease. To find a retailer near you, project instructions, design inspiration, and more, visit pavestone.com. That's PAVESTONE.com. Metal roofs are very popular these days. They're durable, long-lasting, and beautiful. With a nearly endless number of designs, styles, and colors to choose from, you can easily find a quality metal roof to fit the architectural style of your home. There are even style options that mimic shake, slate, and clay or concrete tile, yet all offer the easy care and performance advantages of metal. Add great curb appeal to your home with a metal roof. Get inspired. Visit the Metal Roofing Alliance at metalroofing.com. If you have a second-story deck, you can double your outdoor space with the addition of Trex RainEscape. This innovative underdeck drainage system features an integrated network of troughs and downspouts that capture rain and snow and funnels it away, keeping the space underneath the deck dry so it can be used. Unlike other systems that install below the joists of a deck, Trex RainEscape uniquely installs above the joist between the framing and the deck surface boards, leaving the wood and metal structure and the space below protected from the elements. Add furniture and accessories to create a comfortable outdoor room. You can even run gas and electrical lines safely under the deck surface to power lighting, ceiling fans, appliances, and more. Trex RainEscape is available through Home Depot and Lowe's.com and through specialty decking dealers. Visit TrexRainEscape.com to learn more and find a dealer near you. Hi, I'm Leslie Segretti, and we want you to get a grip. Make your home safer and more beautiful. Add TrackSafe Anti-Slip Color Coat to ugly, blotchy floor surfaces, then top it off with award-winning TrackSafe Anti-Slip Sealer. Renew concrete, stone, and pre-painted surfaces with these easy-to-apply products from Deich Coatings. Great for both inside and outdoors, TrackSafe products deliver aggressive anti-slip performance with all-weather durability. Get on track and order products today with free shipping from the Home Depot, Lowe's, or DeichCoatings.com. That's Deich, D-A-I-C-H, Coatings.com. Outdoor concrete projects are quick and easy with QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix in the red bag. It's great for setting fence posts, a mailbox, deck footings, or even a small slab. QuickCrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag makes setting posts quick and easy. There's no mixing. Just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak it with water. It sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag.
The Money Pit is presented by TrackSafe Anti-Slip Color Coat and Anti-Slip Sealer from Deich Coatings, the official coatings partner of The Money Pit. Renew concrete and stone. Learn more at DeichCoatings.com, D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Making good homes better, this is The Money Pit, and I'm Leslie Segretti. Well, fall means more leaves, mud, and moisture getting tracked inside, so now's the perfect...
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Financial Advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Performance core with a wear-resistant surface layer that mimics the look of hardwood, tile, or stone, and some options also include a built-in underlayment for sound absorption and extra comfort. You're going to see it sold under names like SPC, which is stone polymer composite, or WPC for wood polymer composite, or more generally like a luxury vinyl plank LVP, or engineered vinyl flooring, or EVP, engineered vinyl planks. And all of these are part of that composite flooring family, and each has its own strengths. Now, traditional floors, they're gorgeous. That beautiful natural wood is really great, but let's face it, moisture is their enemy. One leak in a laundry room or a steamy bathroom, and you could be in for warping, staining, or worse. But a composite floor solves that problem because most modern options are 100% waterproof or they are highly water resistant. And that means you can install it in bathrooms without worry, in kitchens where spills happen daily, even in basements where humidity levels change. Now, there's no special sealing or stress required. And another win, composite flooring is designed for DIY-friendly installation. Most are going to snap together with a locking system. So that means no glue, no nails, no big mess. And you can even float it over your existing floor in a lot of cases. And once it's installed, that composite flooring is just a breeze to maintain. You kind of just sweep it and mop it. There's no sanding. There's no refinishing. And many of today's products include a protective coating that will resist scratches from pets and from furniture and from foot traffic. So you're not stuck with those same old plank designs either. It's interesting because a composite floor, you know, it can mimic that look of natural wood. It can give you wider planks. It can be in a matte finish that kind of looks more high-end. There's stone and tile styles to give you a spa vibe without your cold toes. And a rainbow of color tones from classic oak to weathered gray, even to a dramatic black tone. So whether you want your farmhouse warmth, modern minimalism, or a cozy cottage feel, there is a look to match your home. And if you're looking for a flooring upgrade this fall, composite flooring is definitely worth serious consideration. It's affordable, beautiful, easy to install, and built to stand up to whatever your household can dish out. Muddy boots, pet paws, water spills, you name it. And unlike some trendy materials that look dated after years, today's composites are timeless, and they are built to last for decades, so it's definitely worth checking out. All right, let's get back to our callers. Who's up next?
Okay, we've got Sandy now, who has a problem I'm sure many of us have come across before. And, Leslie, I really like your answer to this. I've used it in the past, and I'm going to not steal your thunder. So here we have Sandy. Sandy, tell us what's going on with your carpet.
Well, I had a Scentsy, one of those little things that uses hot wax, and my granddaughter knocked the Scentsy over onto the carpet, and part of it splashed upon my Henry Don chair, which is upholstered.
Ruh-roh.
Haven't done anything yet because I don't know really how to go about cleaning that.
Well, the first thing you want to do, and this is, it's kind of an easy fix. You just have to make sure you haven't already scratched at it or rubbed it or anything. Take a brown paper bag and an iron, and you want to put the iron on a high setting without steam, and put the paper bag over the wax, and then iron, and the wax will melt, but then stick to the paper bag, and you'll be able to peel it right off.
Well, that's awesome. Okay, brown paper bag with a hot iron, not on steam.
No steam.
Just hot cotton, and hold it on there for a few minutes, and it will pull it out.
Yeah, you don't want to, like, sit it on there too long because you don't want to burn it through.
Okay.
So you want to hold the brown paper bag, then put the iron on top. And then shift it around, you know, moving to a clean part on the bag as you get more of the wax onto the bag. This way you're not re-spreading the wax.
That sounds wonderful. Thank you so much.
Is your recycling routine a little, well, trashed? Coming up in Leslie's Last Word, she'll share a few simple tricks to make recycling easier and actually work better in your home. From where to put your bins to what not to toss, you'll learn how to build a system that turns good intentions into everyday habits. That's just ahead, right here on The Money Pit.
The fighting spirit of the Marine Corps is born of battles won. Battles won within, over enemies of fear, enemies of doubt. It's who we are. It's what we do. It's a promise made to you for more than two centuries. A promise of the Marines.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman.
What do you get when you combine the power of AI with old-school wearable tech? It's the Google Pixel smartwatch. Chris from Google has the details on the watch that can do just about anything.
So the Pixel Watch 3, it's our latest smartwatch, better than ever. Comes in two sizes, so there's a 41mm or a new larger 45mm for people who want a larger smartwatch. And both of them have bigger, brighter screens than ever before. Really great for fitness. This has, again, our AI smarts built into it. So rather than just setting the same 10,000 step goal every day, there's a new Fitbit daily readiness score that can look at a bunch of those different health metrics to set a personalized target for your day's cardio load. And of course, it's got Google Smarts baked in, so you can control your smart home, unlock your phone, screen calls, and more, all just right from your wrist.
Find out more at store.google.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman.
At National Geographic Society, we believe in the power of wonder. It drives us to explore, pushes us to see the world differently, moves us to action. And we believe that today, wonder is more essential than ever.
Wow.
That's why we're supporting a new generation of explorers to ask big questions, make breakthroughs, and bring the future closer. Wonder awaits. Will you join us? Visit natgeo.org/wonder.
36% of homeowners say their garage is too cluttered to park a car inside, but getting organized is easier than you think. Here are some quick tips from Gladiator. Start by pulling everything out. Sort items into three piles: keep, donate, and toss. If you haven't used it in a year, let it go. And don't let rakes, shovels, and bikes hog your floor space. Hang them on walls with hooks or shelves. Our gear track pack can help. Store seasonal gear like holiday decorations in overhead racks, out of sight but easy to grab when needed. The overhead gear loft is an excellent choice. After that, split your garage into zones: a grab-and-go spot for shoes and keys, a workbench area, and long-term storage. Keep everyday items near the door on our heavy-duty shelf.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.